You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison started pushing his pre-budget pitch at the under-construction Western Sydney Airport. He marked the start of construction on the international runway at Sydney's long-awaited second major airport by talking up the government's commitment to infrastructure in what will be a key battleground area at the forthcoming federal election.
Around half of the jobs here on Western Sydney Airport are from Western Sydney. People in Western Sydney are building this airport. We make things here in Western Sydney, and as Melissa McIntosh and I often say, and Sarah Richards and the whole team out here in Western Sydney, we make things, we manufacture things, and we build things, and we build big things.
Nancy Bird, Walton International Airport is scheduled to open in 2026. But Mr Morrison has his eyes on a more immediate political dividend. And that means Western Sydney isn't alone. The government is pledging nearly $18 billion for projects across every state and territory. That's on top of more than $110 billion in previous infrastructure funding pledges. It's something Federal Minister for Urban Infrastructure, Paul Fletcher, is keen to promote.
The Morrison government committing very significant infrastructure funding, $17.9 billion in this budget. This is part of our long-term infrastructure plan for greater safety, greater efficiency, greater productivity.
The opposition is taking a more cynical view, attacking what Labor's calling the government's spending spree. Opposition Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers returned to a phrase from the bushfire crisis of 2 years ago that often comes back to hurt Mr Morrison.
And if they hadn't rorted tens of billions of dollars in the budget, there'd be much more room to provide responsible cost of living relief for Australian families. This Prime Minister only holds a hose if it's spraying borrowed money on the eve of an election.
It's not just infrastructure spending the government is keen to promote. Mr Morrison also announced the government is extending its home guarantee scheme, which allows eligible buyers to purchase a property with a deposit of just 5% instead of the usual 10%.
I mean, here we are seeing dreams turned into reality at this airport. But I can tell you what, there are 300,000 Australians we've helped turn their dreams of a home into reality in just the last 3 years, and we're going to keep doing it.
Associate Professor Ben Phillips is from the Centre for Social Research and Methods at the Australian National University in Canberra. He says the extension of the scheme looks, within limits, to be a vote winner for the government.
At least a small number of people that will assist them get into the housing market where they otherwise wouldn't be able to purchase a home. I don't think it's going to be one that's likely to necessarily turn the election, but I think it's would be viewed favourably by many people who are voting.
But perhaps the biggest talking point of recent weeks has been soaring petrol prices that are contributing sharply to cost of living pressures. The government is expected to temporarily reduce fuel excise, currently set at 44.2 cents per litre, in the budget to try and ease that pressure. Mr Morrison says this budget is about addressing all the cost of living pressures being faced by Australian families. The man who's aiming to take his job in the next 2 months, Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese, says what's happening now is a symptom of longer-term problems.
Cost of living is about your income in and then your costs out. The problem here is that the costs out have been going up and the income in through people's wages has been going down.
With a federal election having to be held by the 21st of May at the latest, the political stakes of this budget for both sides could not be higher. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.